Welcome back here to Cowan's Drugstore. Appreciate your time and joining us here on this Saturday morning. Coming up a little bit later on in the program, we'll talk with Coach Felly from Western Boone. Joining us here, folks, first is Lebanon Tigers head coach Jeff Smock. Coach Smock, good morning, and thanks for the time.
Absolutely. Good morning, Scott.
I see you have a list of names there, so why don't we start with that?
Sure.
It was your senior night last night, so let's go ahead and talk a little bit about your senior class.
Yeah, you always love senior night. You know, just an opportunity to celebrate, you know, kind of the hodgepodge. You know, you have guys that have been with you for, all the way from the youth ranks and all the way through, and certainly been with you for 4 years. And then you have some guys that, joined you this year. And that's kind of the fun thing about, as the classes evolve. But you're always wanting to celebrate those guys. You know, so our eight seniors, Landon Fouts, Carson Toole, Makai Smith, Colby Cook, Jake Burns, Woldy Geslin, Trayvon Bell, and Nabi Suma. We can't thank them enough for everything they've brought to our program. Like I said, some of those guys for 10 years, and some of those guys are first-year players for us. And then along with that, you just, all the things that their parents do for you and for the program, and obviously for their sons over the years. You're just really thankful for all the pieces that come together to make this whole thing work. And that's the thing that a lot of people don't see is, this is the countless hours the parents got to put in between the meals and everything else, and certainly all the hours that the boys put in over the course of 4 years if they're with us for the full time. So, just want to thank them for all their efforts and who they've been for our program, and we're excited to head into the playoffs with those guys.
Are you amazed at how quickly the sectional comes around?
Every year. Every year. I think it's just kind of the nature of it. You get going in June and you think, oh man, we got so much time. And then before you know it, it's week one. And then before you know it, it's week 10. I just think that's part of it because you're so engulfed in the week by week, the practice by practice, just trying to get better every week. And that's your focus. And the next thing you've lived 3 months of your life and you didn't realize that it's gone past. And so, that's the fun part of the season, and now we're through the regular season and getting ready to head into tournament time.
Again, we're talking with Coach Smock here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. If you were to break down last night's game in its most simplest equation, what was the difference in the game?
Discipline. We got out disciplined last night, and that's on me, but I don't even know what the numbers were, 15, 17 penalties. I couldn't even tell you the yardage, but that's what it seemed like to me. And you can deal with some penalties here, and that's going to happen, whether it's a holding penalty or this or this or this, the amount of bang-bang plays that happen in football, those things are going to happen. But, the things that I really felt like hurt us last night were the things that we could absolutely control. And it seemed like offensively we were constantly behind the chains. We make a decent little play, and now all of a sudden it's first and 22, or it's second and 20, or third and 20, and it just seemed like we were living in that offensively last night. And then, defensively, inopportune penalties. Western Boone's a great football team, and they're going to make some plays on you. And they break a big run, and now we add a 15-yarder at the end of the big run. We score a touchdown, and then we get a penalty, and now we have to go for two from the 17-yard line. Versus kicking an extra point. So it just seemed like, especially in the first half, but I don't think much changed in the third quarter, unfortunately. It just seemed like that it was all those little things a lot of credit to Western Boone that they did better than we did last night when it came to that.
Again, talking with Coach Smock here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Tigers were able to close the gap in the first half. Landon Fouts to Caden Lark with a nice pass completion. And that made the score at that time 10-6. Talk about that first score for your kids.
Yeah, it was huge. We really didn't have a whole lot of offensive momentum until that point. Defensively, you were able to force them to that field goal and they get the score. And so, for us to be able to get it to 10-6, okay, now you feel like you got a little bit of momentum here. I think the defense came back out and got a three and out.
We got the interception,
sorry, yeah. And so we got a little bit of momentum there, and we kind of stalled out, but we were able to punt and pin them down at the one-yard line. And, okay, hey, let's go to work here. And unfortunately, that last 7 minutes or so, seven and a half of the first half, I think, is really the tail of the tape for the game. you know, they go on that 99-yard drive and get a score, and then they come right back and we fumble the kickoff, and they're able to get a score there with, like, I think it was like a second left in the first half. And so that bang-bang right before the first half ends, and then they come back and they get the ball coming out of the second half, you know, it's just a – that's a tough way to end the half, and you know, and you got to be better there. So, yeah.
You mentioned that the kickoff fumble recovery gave the Stars a short field to work with, starting at your 33. And again, as you mentioned, they were able to punch it in and score with just a little over a second left. And you knew Western Boone was going to get the ball to begin the second half, so it was going to be important to come out and make a stand. Indeed, you did. Your kids got them off the field pretty quick.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and there were some spots last night that defensively that, you know, we did exactly what we needed to do, and we're tough, and, you know, it was just, you know, we weren't able to prevent them from doing what they really love to do, and that's to go on big drives. I think that was, you know, defensively, you know, they made some big plays, don't get me wrong, a couple big plays, but I think it was those two really long drives that I think really kind of cemented, you know, our efforts last night, you know, that 99-yarder, and then, you know, in that third quarter, fourth quarter, I don't know how many plays that was. I mean, it was pretty significant.
It was a 19-play
drive.
Yeah,
I mean, you give up a 19-play drive, and that's tough. But that's what their offense can do to you. And so, you know, defensively, you got to find a way to get off the field. And you know, in spots we were able to do it, in other spots we weren't.
Tigers, though, able to respond, down 30-6. Tigers take over with the football with 9:18 remaining. And Lebanon's able to come up with a score, 4:53 to go. Landon Fouts to Caden Lark. You go for the two-point conversion, and Caden Lark, he's just a phenomenal player.
Yeah, he's pretty good. He's pretty good. Made a great play on the touchdown, too. Caught a little out there, and I think he caught about the five or so, and made a couple of guys miss to get in there. And so, you know, you love to see your guys fighting. You know, you're down 24 points. That's an easy spot with 9 minutes to go for guys to hang their head and just to quit. And so, you know, if anything that we got out of last night was, you know, even after that score, you know, you could see in the guys' eyes, hey, let's battle here. Let's see if we can make something happen. You know, but when you're down three scores with nine to go, that's tough. And so, you know, kudos to our guys for continuing to fight there. You know, we couldn't make the next play to try to really tighten it up, which, you know, that would have been, you know, ideal, obviously, but you know, like I said, a little bit of fight there at the end was good to see head into the playoffs.
Yeah, after that score by the Tigers, Landon Fouts to Caden Lark, Stars get the ball. You force them to punt the ball away, so you take over with 3:13 to go in the fourth quarter, and you have three penalties right in a row.
Yeah,
just kill you.
Yeah, just kill you. And that was the story of the night. You know, absolutely it was. And you know, like we said, you know, some of those things sometimes you can't control penalties, and a lot of times you can, and so. You know, to me, I look at that. I look at it as a discipline. And so, you know, to me, the story of the night last night was our lack of discipline and their discipline. And so you got to tip your cap to them. And, you know, heading into playoffs here, we got to find a way to get those things fixed. And like I said, at the end of the day, that's on me to find a way for our guys to be able to mentally engage, you know, just play by play by play. And that was our message before the game. And, you know, unfortunately, we didn't do a very good job of that.
Was there a lot of chatter on Twitter before this game, or did the teams
I don't know.
Keep their mouths shut?
I don't know. I think the Barstool accounts like to kind of handle that for the team. So we try to, you know, we give the message. You know, that's kind of a weekly message, too, just telling the guys, like, hey, stay off social media. You know, we don't need to say anything silly. And, you know, we got a lot of respect for what they do as a program, a lot of respect for the young men that – you know, that they have and that they all the work that they put in as well. And so, you know, we never want to be a program that's, you know, saying things about, you know, teenage boys on Twitter or whatever it might be, whether it's, you know, even if it is our teenage boys doing it. But, you know, that's the class of your program, and you hope that your boys handle themselves the right way in every phase. And, you know, they fall short sometimes, you know, but I think for the most part it was pretty clean, luckily.
So Tigers not able to get a share of the conference title, but they had a good regular season. And so now it's on to the state tournament. And you get Mooresville.
Sure do.
You thought you were done seeing Mooresville, but you're not, Coach. And again, you make the trip down there to take them on, and you're going to deal with a pretty good quarterback.
Yeah, Patterson's a really good quarterback. You know, I think the good thing for us is that's a known environment for us. We've played there. You know, I think there's something to that a little bit. You know, that, yeah, you're walking onto a field you've been on before. So I think that helps. And that's a known opponent. You know, we've obviously played Mr. Patterson for years now. We know what he brings to the table. You know, along with, you know, what their defense is always stout. Their offensive line's always big and physical. They've always got some good pieces on the edge and, you know, try to really put you in some compromising positions between the run game and pass game with their offense. And so, you know, we're excited about the opportunity. You know, our message to the boys after the game last night was, you know, you should be disappointed. You should be upset. But the quicker we find a way to wipe our brains of last night, the better chance we give ourselves next Friday.
Well, again, we've been spending time here with Coach Smock from Lebanon High School talking Tigers football, Tigers falling to the Stars last night, but the season continues with first round of sectional play next Friday night, and we'll be with the Tigers as they travel down to Mooresville. Coach Smock, thanks again for your time this morning.
Appreciate it, Scott. Have a good weekend.
I will. You too. All right, a break, and when we come back, we'll hear from Coach Pelly. He's on the way, and this is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.